USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
We're committed to working with state and local leaders to help secure our schools.
The president speaks after a 17-year-old walks into Santa Fe High School in Texas Friday morning, massacring 9 students and a teacher while he had explosives strapped to his body. In Galveston, the shooter, Demetrius Bogortsis, is being charged
with capital murder. You have been charged with aggravated assault against a public servant. I'm denying your bond on both charges.
In addition to the 10 lives he took, 10 others were injured. The president ordering flags lowered to half staff. In Havana, Cuba, a Boeing 737 goes down shortly after takeoff. More than 100 people feared dead. Witnesses saying the plane blew up in midair, looked like a fireball in a field near the airport. An armed and angry man shot and arrested after firing a gun at staff inside Trump National Doral Golf Resort early Friday morning. The president not there at the time. It's not clear what prompted the man to try pulling off this attack. This is USA Radio News.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
In Hawaii, officials say it's still likely there will be a more powerful explosion from the Kilauea volcano. This comes after an eruption Thursday morning, sending an ash cloud 30 feet into the air yesterday. The concern is what's going to happen when the molten hot lava meets groundwater. Robert Wilkie's been named the head of the Department of Veterans Affairs. He's been the acting secretary since David Shulkin was fired. The president making that announcement while addressing prison reform on Friday, saying an aggressive jobs program is needed.
When we talk about our national program to hire American, this must include helping millions of former inmates get back into the workforce as gainfully employed citizens.
The chief negotiator of North Korea calls the South Korean government ignorant and incompetent just hours after the U.S.-South Korean air combat drills. They also threaten to halt all talks with the South unless its demands are met. There are rumors that Kim Jong-un won't want to meet with President Trump on June 12th. The White House says they're still planning on it. I'm John DeMaster, USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
A possible terror attack is foiled in France. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
French officials say they have foiled what could have been a deadly terrorist attack in their nation using either deadly ricin or explosives, and they've arrested two Egyptian-born brothers before they could strike. The interior minister says they'd been tracking extremist activity on social networks. Details of the circumstances of their arrests not released.
That's Chris Barnes. A health alert being issued by the CDC about Lyme disease and other diseases you can pick up from ticks. They're saying the number of people getting sick has climbed nearly 3 times in the last 15 years. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the birth rate has fallen for nearly every group of women of reproductive age in America. USA Radio's John Clemens.
In 2017, there were 3,853,472 children born in the U.S. That is a 2% decline, reflecting the lowest level since 1987. One factor may be millennials, who are typically in their prime childbearing years, are choosing to have fewer children later in life, if they have them at all. Another factor is that Asians, who make up the largest portion of immigrants, tend to have fewer children of all the other immigrant groups. I'm John Clemens.
And 32 people were injured when two buses collide near the Lincoln Tunnel in New York City on Friday, and all but one of the victims ended up in the hospital. It all happened when a bus rear-ended another about 10 o'clock in the morning. I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News.